All right, and we're on.
For summer shorts.
Summer shorts.
Shorts.
Shorts of the summer. The summer shorts podcast. Those are all wearing shorts.
Yeah, every episode might get shorter.
Oh. Oh, wow, they do.
A little treat for the listener.
You've got a sort of a treat tattoo high on your thigh that when you wear shorts, the shorter they get, you see a little bit more of the tattoo.
Don't you? Yes.
It feels a little bit kind of like, do you want to see some more? Wait until I'm wearing short shorts.
I'm a big tease, yeah.
I know that's why you've got it. You know?
Is everyone enjoying their shorts?
I have my standard shorts I pretty much always wear. Black denim shorts from Jacquemus. Oh. I'm need to buy a new pair soon. It's the same shorts, the exact same design of shorts that tore on my bike. You know, it was like the first time I wore them.
Yeah.
And I came in and then, so it was like, it feels a bit breezy at my ass. And then turned around to you guys like, have I got a big hole in my shorts? Immediately, yes.
Doesn't happen on a scooter.
A little bit.
Doesn't happen on a scooter.
Fat.
We're on memory lane today.
Memory lane. We're taking a little stroll. We're going to think of podcasts past.
Podcasts of past, of yesteryear.
Your.
I'm really struggling to pick one. I enjoy a lot, but there was moments of
one. Were we supposed to pick one?
No, I was just looking through, and it was really nice looking through the list and being like, oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a fun.
Way to do a tier list of all 100 episodes. Ooh. As homework.
It does feel a bit harsh, though, to be like, well, that was rubbish fun.
I didn't go there. This one, hated it.
Yeah.
What I came up with immediately was something I remember learning on the podcast, which I was like, this is fun. That was a really interesting thing to learn.
Okay.
So that's my thing.
And should he's not going to tell us.
Yeah. Well, I can just go straight into it now.
Should we do some like throwback, like in TV, how they do like the... Yeah. Like, go.
I remember when we had our sign writer on.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel Miller.
Yeah.
And she told us all about what a Jarl stick is.
Ah, yeah. I think about that all the time.
Me too. Yeah. When I see a really nicely painted sign, I go, oh, they must have used a Jarl stick on that.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
So Jarl stick, we won't put the edit of it back in because that'll take ages to find it. But what I'll tell you straight away was Rachel Miller is an amazing sign writer. I still follow her.
Yeah.
It's so amazing good stuff she puts up.
So good.
And does such interesting projects with think people. But they use a Jarl stick, which is the thing which you kind of, I think often they have suckers on the end of them if it's like glass you're on.
Yeah.
Or it's basically a leaning stick.
Like a rubber tipped stick for stabilization. And
so you can kind of put it over the top of what you're painting. So you can rest your hand. So when you're painting, you're still able to rest your hand on something.
Yeah.
I thought that's really, I mean, it's really simple, but I quite liked it. As
yeah. Very clever.
Stick. Yeah. Y-A-R-L, isn't it? Jarl.
I can't remember.
I was impressed with that little bit of learning.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's one of the she was so interesting as well. Like, yeah. All the chat and yeah, and it's great now getting to follow her on Instagram still and be like, oh, look at all the stuff you're still doing. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. I've seen even on the walk here, I think there's a few.
Yeah, you can definitely recognize her and maybe three or four other sign writers in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And you can be like, oh, I know, someone's painting a sign here. We're going to get a pub. someone's got a budget.
Actually, I was really sad. We were going to, friends of ours moved to a new house. And then I was going to see if Rachel could do a number. Like the gift we were going to give them was getting a number painted over the door. Because the number painted over the door, when they first got it, was rubbish. And just like not big enough. And they said they'd already had problems with deliveries.
Oh.
And I was like, "That I've got the perfect thing. I've got a friend who does sign writing. Oh. Who I could see if she would do a kind of voucher or something.
Yeah.
And then just when we were going to announce to them, that's what I was thinking of doing. And if they would want that, they'd already got it done.
Oh,
come on now.
Cheeky buggers.
You could have had a cool new one from Rachel. But instead, no. Not that I'm saying other sign writers aren't good, but our number one is Rachel.
That's a nice gift idea, though.
I thought it was quite cool. Mm. It's annoying when you have a really good gift idea and you're like, this is going to be so special for them and so nice. And then it's like, oh, sad. Can't do that anymore.
Have you seen them do the gold leaf stuff? Mm. It's so cool.
So interesting.
So interesting.
I sort of really still don't understand how it works, but
yeah, something adhesive.
Something adhesive.
Thin,
and then
thin
and
gold.
Then some kind of brush on
and
thing.
And brush it away.
Yeah.
There we go. What a tutorial.
That should be on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I like that episode. That was a good educational episode.
Just felt like an area of something we knew nothing about. Yeah. So it was nice to sort of just ask questions.
Yeah.
And I felt that Rachel, by the end of it, was tired because we were just like, and what about this thing? What about that? Like, how does this work?
Yeah.
But she told us some really cool projects she'd worked on and she'd been doing. So yeah, I was really impressed.
No,
yeah.
That.
That was a cool episode.
Yeah.
I might go back and listen to that. I've not thought about it for a little while. I think about the Jarl stick quite often.
Jarl sticks, yeah.
But I've not thought about that episode for a little while. So that is my little memory.
Cool. Well, we'll get into some more memes soon. Should we do some questions?
Yeah.
Question one. The World Championships of which musical performance art take place every September in Oulu, Finland? O-U-L-U, Finland. So, World Championships of which musical performance art take place in September every year in Finland?
I think I know.
Answer and percentage.
Do you have any ideas?
Screaming? I can't think.
I think it's Air Guitar Championships.
Yes, I think you're right.
I'm not sure why, but I think like it is.
They couldn't get all the equipment from one place to another easily.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. What if they still left someone's behind? Someone's air guitar behind?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't see it.
Didn't pick it up. Yeah, I think you're right, but I think I only know that through pub quiz stuff.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is it right?
Correct.
Whoa.
I think I only know that through
pub quiz stuff. Air guitar.
I don't think I would have guessed that. And until you said it, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was kind of big, like maybe, what, 2015, 13, 12?
Yeah, one of those years, sure. Yeah,
probably, definitely one of those years.
It did feels like air guitar is something they probably could have carried on over COVID. Like, not too much of an issue, no touch surfaces. And
no.
Did COVID travel by theoretical guitar? Good off.
Did it?
Ask Fauci.
But what percentage of teams knew about the Air Guitar World Championships? Scott,
I'm ready.
Very elaborate. Have you been using your Jarl stick to draw? 3-2-1 turn. Okay, so Goose, you've said
27%.
27. Scott, you've said
21%.
21%. 27.
Put this place on the map.
21. This one came out at 24%.
Oh.
Even Stevens, no?
So you're both three away.
Oh.
But is it 24 point something?
But it's giving the points to Goose. Oh. So it must be slightly over 24.
That's a chip.
Oh, I'm really
so
sorry.
He's a little bit closer, like a minuscule amount away closer, and gets 2 points, and Scott, only three away, gets 1 point.
Love a decimal win.
Look, if you want, you can go and check.
No.
You wonder
no.
how many... Here's a question, though, and that's how harsh this is. You wonder how many teams you would need to have got it wrong to get below that 24% for you to win this.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the way the cards fall. I'm all right with it. I mean, the odds of it being more than 24 is higher than what it has been exactly 24, so it's fine. By a decimal points.
How very philosophical of you.
Some of my favorite parts from the podcast of yore, just thinking back to what the setup used to be. I think we touched on it last episode of having a voice recorder recording everyone's voice, which is not ideal.
But a voice recorder for each person.
Well, I think at the start we had
just one
and one mic in the middle, and we're all trying to get our voices into that mic.
That's right.
And that's where the catchphrase "lean back to laugh" came from, because we all had a good old chuckle and someone complained that the laughter was too loud. How
we've got two microphones now.
We've learned,
between three people.
That's it.
It's like musical chairs when we do this.
But yeah, just things like that. Doing the clap. You used to give me shit about my clap because I had to sync it all up.
There wasn't. I was giving you shit about your clap. You were shit at clapping.
Yeah, also was bad at clapping.
I don't know why it was so. It's because it took you so long to then build up to be like, right, I'm about to clap, and so we would all watch. Then you would do a shit clap.
Have you got bear?
I don't know. Let's see.
Wait, give it a warm up as if it was like before. We need this for the timing and stuff like that. Then we'd all look at you.
All right.
No, you're still so bad.
Still bad. It's just two meat slabs hitting together.
You're trying to angle it.
Yeah, you have to get the fingers across the palm.
I know. I can applaud really well, but just one clap.
Yeah. You want to go? That's better.
Better. I would go a finger clap for this one. You want like
I mean, you're clapping like a seal. You're just
from the elbows.
You're just putting those flippers together.
To be honest, that was a better clap.
That was a better clap. Anyway, so I'm glad we don't have to clap anymore because we're using equipment with the same bit rate.
that's a great memory.
Yeah,
no, I've not thought about the clapping for ages. Yeah. It was like that set us off at the start of the podcast laughing because you would do a really terrible clap, and then we would sit and laugh for like 10 minutes.
Don't look at me.
Oh, that was so funny. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, good. That is good stuff.
Question two. This is 50-50. Which country has the larger population, Vietnam or Poland?
Poland's pretty big.
Vietnam's pretty popular.
I really don't know on this one. I'd probably go Vietnam. Poland is big, though. I'd put Poland in the sort of 40, 50 million, something like that.
Yeah, but is Poland like everywhere is there people, or is there areas that...
I think it's densely populated in certain areas.
I kind of want to say Vietnam.
Same here.
Yeah.
Vietnam?
Correct.
Yes. Very nice. Do you have the numbers?
I can get them.
I'm sure...
97 million people in Vietnam.
The population I know more people in Poland than Vietnam.
37 million people in Poland.
I said 40, 50 million for Poland.
Yeah,
so
it's close.
Not too far off. But I didn't know that Vietnam's a lot more.
Vietnam's very densely populated.
Yeah.
But not for the people that Scott knows.
No. Not that I know. Not with Scott knows of it.
And they don't show that kind of rating on Wikipedia.
Yeah. So. That's not really part of the quiz question.
Does one of your work colleagues know people from this place? No, they don't.
All right, percentage though.
Percentage, yes. What percentage of teams knew that Vietnam has a higher population, larger population than Poland? Oh, Goose is taking his time this time. 3, 2, 1, turn. Oh, right. So Goose, you've said
77%.
77. And Scott?
72%.
72. So you guys are close. It's betwixt.
Betwixt us. Get it to me. Give me a decimal.
Betwixt. So we have a 72 and a 77. This one came out at 73%. So Scott's closest. He's only one away. He makes up for being heartbroken last time. He gets 2 points, which means we go into the final one on a decider, the important one at the end.
It's tight.
Exciting.
I realize in our short summer shorts, we're not actually announcing who's winning each episode. We're literally just when we get to the point where it's clear who's won, there's a sigh and there's a cheer, and then that's it.
People know. We can come up with our own sound sting, and just at the end, we'll just play it.
Winner!
And I am the best.
Winner.
You've got a memory to go, Louis.
I have two. So on the educational front, I really enjoyed the B episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was very educational.
Just remember the whole morning spending coming up with B puns.
Yes. Scottish B company.
That was very educational and ruined it by showing her the B movie.
Yeah. No, wasn't it like...
it was the B movie. That
but every time you said the word B, it speeds up.
Sped up.
Have you seen this, though? Every time.
Here's some B content. Yeah. That was good. Very educational, and I really enjoy speaking to people who have jobs who I have no idea about. I've been advocating for a while to get the key cutters. Like, what a crazy world that must be. Yeah. Cutting keys. They must be some industry specific.
It's when you walk in and they know what kind of key you've got. Yeah. It's straight away, it's like, oh, we don't have blanks for that. Yeah. It's like, what? I've barely taken out of my pocket.
He knows.
It's when you think the other way around from that is they could get into your house without any issue whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, this lock, you just do this too.
Yeah.
And it's just open.
They must have some sort of oath.
Code.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I was seeing one of my first girlfriends.
Yeah.
She came and visited me in Edinburgh. She lived in Dundee. And she was there for the evening. We went to go get pizza. And it was all quite like new to me. I'd never really had dates or anything like that properly.
Never had pizza.
Yeah, I'd never had pizza. Walked along the road, forgot my keys to my flat. And there was no one else that had keys to the flat. Everyone else is away. It was late enough that the letting agent wasn't open, so I couldn't get keys from that. So I had to phone a locksmith. And so I phoned the locksmith and he came. I think it cost me 90 quid in the end. And he was like, you're just going to have to stand down the stairs for a second, just don't see what I'm doing. And I was like, okay. And so I turned around, walked down the stairs for like just a second, and he had the door open.
Yeah.
I was like, terrifying. Yeah. That's absolutely terrifying. It barely even made a sound.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever you've done here, that doesn't feel safe at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we should get a locksmith on to understand how they do these things.
Okay. Track one down.
I actually had a guy called Lockstar come on. He was came and fixed a lock for me in my place, and he was really nice. So maybe we see if he wants to come on.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Cool.
Nice. Sounds but good. Bees, I enjoyed the bee one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that whole bit.
I enjoyed. No, I took us on that tangent.
And your other memory?
But I think about this every time I pass by a post box, which is, there was an episode. Was it an episode? I'm sure it was an episode.
Yeah.
When I advocated that, well, I challenged people if they wanted to be real rebels, why they didn't try and burn post boxes.
Yeah, you said, I don't know why more people don't do this, but it would be so easy just to throw a match in a post box.
I hope no one took me up on that, because it is, I mean, that's the definition of mindless vandalism, really. Yeah. But
please don't. We're still on that stance that to not do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
No, we don't think it should happen.
Someone has to ask the questions.
But just surprised it doesn't happen more.
Yeah, and there must be. I'm actually afraid to Google it in case I'm put on some really posh, short list of people that are thinking of vandalizing Royal Mail. Vandalizing Royal Mail property. It'll be some sort of crime against the crown.
Yeah, definitely.
That definitely would be a crime. Like, if there's something you're going to get held in front of the royals as opposed to, like, the government.
So I'm afraid to Google it, so I'm putting in very polite searches.
But it's probably something like not because you're burning people's mail, but because you're, burning pictures of the Queen or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think it's the US, but I'm sure it's here as well. Messing with mail is a really serious deal. Because you think of what goes through the mail. It can be really... Like, people send money and stuff through the mail, so it's sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Castaway. Where you didn't want to open anything, is that part of it?
And then FedEx. Had to deliver. He was a FedEx employee.
Yep. I won't.
So funny.
Please don't do that still.
No.
Still don't do that.
No.
This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Hugelit Goose, Luddite16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howl Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.
Send us your favorite memories, things we might have missed.
Preferably from the podcast, not just when I was five, I had an ice cream.
No, you can send me that personally.
Yeah.
I'll put my details in the notes.
Yeah.
Send me your favorite memories and the podcast ones to Scott.
Lumi the memory master.
Just so I can feel something.
It's like anecdotes of a dinner. I'm sorry, I had a great memory the other day.
If you say it enough, you sort of believe it's yours, right?
Yeah. So just send us a voice message with any memory that you have.
What have you been thinking about recently?
Yeah. What did you remember?
Yeah. Question three. What type of animal is a barb? B-A-R-B.
I can't remember. What type of animal? Definitely asked this question.
It's a barb.
I think I know.
Is it a lizard?
I wouldn't say so.
A fish?
I'd say it's fish.
A fish.
Bab. Is it a fish?
It's a fish, yeah. It's a
fish.
You see, if you were cooking one of them in Australia in a traditional manner that Australians are accustomed to, how would you say that you would like another one of them?
I'd say on the grill.
Rubbish.
Under the broiler.
Rubbish. Just wanted to hear you say throw another barb in the barbie.
Thanks, right. Barb.
That's what the song's about.
Barb, fish.
Fish.
We're barb. Right.
Correct. What percentage of teams got it correct, though? Who knows their barbs?
This is a tiebreaker.
It's question three. It's the decider. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unlikely to be a tiebreak unless you guys get a joint, the bang exact on. Same answer. Oh my God. 3-2-1 turn. right, so Goose, you've said
54%.
Scott, you've said
56%.
So
I thought we actually had the same number there. Mm.
The actual answer is 55%.
If it is 55.
We got 54 and a 56. The decider here to see who wins this episode. This one came out at 66%. So just to add context, that noise is Scott celebrating because he's won. Overall, that's the added note, and Goose is in second place.
There we go. We'll take on your feedback.
But there we go. He's up in the series. He's going to win some shorts, maybe.
Yeah. Still have to decide what the.
Yeah, we'll take suggestions and what.
Maybe we should do, like, if it's a clean sheet, then there's a punishment or a reward.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
Yeah,
clean sweep.
I like that.
There we go.
You get all three.
Yeah.
All right. Louis said clean sweep like he didn't know what clean sweep meant.
No, but Scott said clean sheet. Like,
yeah.
Not conceding.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, basically. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Same thing. Though.
Same thing.
Yeah. Just a different point of view.
Okay.
Different thing to say after clean.
Cool. Send us your favorite thing to say after clean. And maybe that'll make it on next week's episode.
Clean sheets.
All right. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your summer shorts as we're enjoying ours. And we'll catch us next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're looking for a social, corporate or fundraising quiz from the GQ team, get in touch with us via emailing events@goosesquizzes.com or visiting our website.